How's this for a strange argument? Critics of Donald Trump's new immigration policy say it will only motivate Islamic State. The US Senator John McCain says the effect will probably be, in some areas, it'll give ISIS more propaganda. Robert Richer, a 35-year CIA veteran, says this is a win for jihadists and other anti-US forces. The Congressman Seth Moulton says Trump's executive orders plays right into the hands of our enemies. They're talking, of course, about Donald Trump's executive order that he's handed down this week to temporarily ban people travelling to America from seven nations. And these are seven nations where there are accusations that the nation involved has either supported terrorism or not done enough to crack down on terrorism. And the list of seven nations was drawn up by Barack Obama, not Donald Trump. But nonetheless, you've got all of these people who are coming out saying this is only going to motivate Islamic State. So let me get this straight. Donald Trump shouldn't toughen up America's borders out of a fear of ISIL becoming even more evil. I would have thought that these barbaric, evil bastards are pretty motivated already. Beheading hostages, throwing people off buildings, raping and selling sex slaves, burning people alive in cages. Not to mention the public executions, training child soldiers and threatening world domination. Can they get any worse? And even if they can, is that a reason to keep your hands clean and stay out of their way? It's the job of our political leaders to protect the people, and if that means reducing the threat by toughening borders, bring it on. It's like border protection has become a cruel concept. There's nothing cruel about protecting your family. I wonder what the Bleeding Hearts believe is the right approach here. Do we need to be nice to these people in the hope that they will be nice to us? These are not the kind of people you kill with kindness. These are the kind of people you kill with bombs and bullets.